Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's E-Sparky, 5:55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out here on a Pick It's a Football Friday as we broadcast live from the Wendy's Studios. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Within 24 hours after each Bucks victory, get yourself a free Frosty at Wendy's at participating Wisconsin Wendy's. Don't forget, try that peppermint Frosty. Time now to talk with Bill Bender of the Sporting News. National writer, covers pro and college football. We'll talk to him shortly. And anytime we talk about Green Bay, Football Friday is sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits, with their 7 employee-owned locations serving Milwaukee, ottoswineandspirits.com. Bill, the Packers will not be eliminated from playoff contention this weekend. However, that means that Aaron Rodgers will continue to start until they are, and then we think we'll see Jordan Love. If you were a Packer fan, how important would it be to you to see Jordan Love?
It depends. I mean, if they were on the table, which, you look at their schedule, question, very difficult test. Playing Miami and Minnesota, yeah, you're going to play Aaron Rodgers. You're going to try to build off a nice comeback victory on Sunday. And if not, and like you said, if they want to look at Jordan Love the last 2 weeks, that's not the worst idea. Then they can evaluate where they're going from there in the offseason. I was impressed. Love got in that Philadelphia game.
Yeah.
Got the ball out quick, had a nice touchdown to Christian Watson. And I think it's fair of Aaron Rodgers to be that way.
I think if you're the Green Bay Packers right now, in a perfect world, right, you make the playoffs and then you make some noise in the playoffs. The reality of the situation is they're not going to make the playoffs, probably, even if they win a bunch of games here. I don't know how they beat Miami on Christmas Day unless, you know, Miami continues to have injury problems. But looking ahead, with the Jordan Love option coming up, 50-year option and so forth, they're going to have to make a decision on Jordan Love. Now the question is whether or not they have enough information to make said decision.
Right, and that's what you want to see over the last couple of games. Maybe you go from there, and you know, and if whether it means starting a new chapter with Jordan Love or staying the course with Aaron Rodgers for another season. I honestly, I don't know about you. I just, defense is not my concern for the long-term health of the Packers. It's what they do with that defense. How they, if there's a coordinator switch, or you know what I mean, like just seeing more out of that defense. Rashawn Gary's injury was a tremendous blow. But and they did play well in the second half, but that's the side of the ball where I would be more concerned about the future of Green Bay, as strange as that sounds.
It's funny because you're a huge college guy. We're going to talk a little bit about the Badgers as well and their changes, but you look at the draft picks that they've used on the defensive side of the football. I think Packer fans go, use all that draft capital. You should be better than what you're playing, the level you're playing at right now. But there's a part of me that says maybe these guys just aren't as good as what we all think they are.
And that's a fair thing, too. I mean, you know, these aren't – it's not like they're a bunch of fifth and sixth round draft pick guys, right? I mean,
right.
Jair Alexander turned it up in the second half last week. You know, Quay Walker's a guy that I think still has a lot to prove at the linebacker position, but he does have a lot of high-end potential. You know, again, the injury to Gary, you have to find pass rushers from there. But I agree with you. There is – that's probably the biggest frustration – from a Packer fan standpoint, is you know that they've spent the last couple drafts on defense. And those guys, you need to see more, quite honestly. That was apparent in the Tennessee loss, where they simply couldn't get off the field on third down.
find a guy like Kenny Clark, who was a monster there for the last couple of years, and now this year really hasn't had a ton of impact plays.
Right, and I think those are the things that are, to me, a lot of the things that, you know, and I'm national media, quote-unquote, but that I get scoff at is when the narrative is always about the offense and Rodgers' future and what they did or didn't do at receiver. And I like to remind people every week, hey, by the way, are we going to give the Packers credit for drafting Christian Watson? Because, man, once he got healthy, he's scoring a touchdown every week now. He's an explosive player with the ball in his hands. I think when you pair him and Romeo Doubs, when he, you know, a couple seasons, those guys are farther along in their rookie seasons than some other Packers receivers were in the past. And that's got to excite you.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think it should excite Rodgers. Again, $59 million excites him to probably want to come back next year as well. But he's got to feel better about the wide receiver room than he did probably coming into the season. Make a transition here over to the Wisconsin Badgers, like we talk about all the time. Our guy Bill Benner here, huge college football guy. Did you see the Luke Fickell coming out of left field for the Wisconsin Badgers? Because I don't think any Badger fan saw it coming, and I don't think any former Badger player saw it coming.
Oh, no, I did not. But I will say this with, and I'm not doing it because I'm on your show, I think it's the best hire of the offseason. I do, of this carousel. I know Deion's getting a lot of attention. I understand that. Matt Rhule's getting some attention in Nebraska. But if you look what Luke Fickell did at Cincinnati from a draft standpoint, from a talent development standpoint, from the quarterback position standpoint, and if he can bring all of those things to Wisconsin with his Big Ten knowledge and the way he recruits the Midwest, Wisconsin, and it started with a great hire of Phil Longo. I think Wisconsin's going to make some noise sooner rather than later in that division.
See, I mean, and I was talking to my former cohort, Gary Ellerson, who's a former Packer and Badger running back, and we were talking about this today on the phone, talking about, you know, Ohio State and Ryan Day and all these Buckeye fans, oh, get rid of Ryan Day, he can't beat Michigan and so forth. There's a part of me that wants him to beat Georgia in the playoff and win the whole damn thing to keep Ryan Day at bay at Ohio State to let us laugh Luke Fickell as long as possible. Because as a Badger fan, there are some that go, well, he's only going to be here till Ohio State wants him, and then he's going to be gone. And that very well may be true. So the longer Ryan Day does well or does something, the longer, hopefully, Luke Fickell stays in Madison.
Well, that and see, I think Ryan Day, you know, the ridiculous part of this is that they were trying to put a coach with a 90% winning percentage on the hot seat.
Correct.
And the absurdity, I'm not going to get into the absurdity of that. But with Fickell, Wisconsin has a realistic chance. And this is a program that I point this out to people all the time. Since the college football playoff era started, sixth best record among Power Five schools. The five schools ahead of them are the usuals, right? The Bamas and Clemson and High State. And those are the programs that have been to the playoff. Luke Fickell elevates this program. He really does. And I think, and it starts at the quarterback position. If you look at the work he did with Desmond Ridder, if you bring that to Madison, along with the talent development, the way that they recruit offensive linemen, running game, tough defense. I mean, you can make the argument, look at all the NFL players he sent from Cincinnati. I mean, you've got to just, Wisconsin say he will send more from Wisconsin with the resources he has.
And Wisconsin is more attractive. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I would assume Wisconsin is more attractive to possible recruits than maybe Cincinnati is, because it's the Big Ten and Ohio State, Michigan, USC, UCLA. They're both coming as well. Is it a more attractive place? Will he be able to get, you know, bigger name recruits at Wisconsin than he was at Cincy?
I don't see why not. I mean, the collection of coaches that the Big Ten has right now, if you look in the East, obviously you got Harbaugh and Day that make most of the headlines. James Franklin won 10 games. And then the West, you know, bolstering, when UCLA and USC come over, you're going to have Chip, Lincoln, Matt Rhule, I think, is going to do a nice job at Nebraska. I think it's going to take him a little bit longer. And then you put Fickell on top of it, who I think is one of the top six or seven coaches in college football. And I really believe that. I mean, just he took Cincinnati to a playoff, and they heated for four quarters with Alabama with less stop.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a nod to what he can do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I totally agree with you on that. Bill Bender, he is with the Sporting News and is nice enough to join us from time to time. Talk Packer football, talk a little Badger football. National writer again. Follow him at Bill Bender 92. Bill, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.